We've been spending time with the family stories of our ancestors in the family of faith in Christ Jesus. We take time during the Easter season to listen to our family stories in the Acts of the Apostles. And over the last few weeks, Luke has told us about unity and conversion and healing. Today, we hear the story of welcoming a new member to the family. Now, while we do not hear it on Sundays during the Easter season, we remember the story of Saul on the road to Damascus. Remember, Saul was persecuting Christians. He was part of the murder of Stephen. He was struck blind and he heard the voice of Jesus. Ananias brought him healing and baptism. And then Saul began to preach about Jesus. He had been a persecutor, and now he was a preacher. Saul, who would later be called Paul, is certainly one of the most interesting characters in our family story. And today Saul comes to meet the community of disciples in Jerusalem, and they're afraid to welcome him. You see, the fear in the community prevented a spirit of welcome. But not for Barnabas. Barnabas took charge of Saul and brought him to meet the apostles. Barnabas introduces people. He is a man with a spirit of welcome. In fact, Barnabas is his nickname. It means son of encouragement. That's what the apostles called him. Barnabas encourages the community. He welcomes people. He introduces people. He walks up to people and says simply, "Hi, I'm Barnabas." He builds the community because he encourages and because he welcomes. Now think for a moment about how different our family story would be if Barnabas did not welcome Saul that day in Jerusalem. What if Barnabas had simply said to himself, "You know what? I know enough people in this community. I have my friends, and I'm going to let somebody else welcome the visitor today." How different would our family story be if Barnabas did not take the time to welcome Saul on that day in Jerusalem? Would we have the missionary journeys? Would we have the letters to the cities and the churches? Would we even have the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles? Because Luke heard about Jesus from the preaching of Paul. How different would our family story be if Barnabas did not take the time to welcome Saul into the community on that day in Jerusalem? Fortunately, Barnabas welcomed Saul. He took charge of him. He brought him to the apostles and he introduced him. It was a simple gesture with a profound impact. Now, I know to greet someone that we do not know and welcome them might be difficult, but it's certainly not complicated. Barnabas showed us. Barnabas welcomed a new member into the family. He encouraged the community not to be afraid to welcome the new life that Jesus was giving. The simple act of welcome and introduction added a new member to the community and extended the family story forever. Our family stories are filled with what seems like simple moments of welcome and introduction. My parents were in the same elementary school class. Several of the couples I've married met each other here at Mass. There are often people we have not met or spoken with at Mass and the church on the weekends. There's always an opportunity for a spirit of welcome and a moment of introduction. We have the opportunity to be like Barnabas and welcome someone to the community. We can also welcome someone back to the community. There's so many people that we haven't seen since the pandemic. We want to welcome them back. We want to be a place of welcome and introduction. And now the Lord Jesus invites us and welcomes us to his table. We have heard his word. We have shared his story. Here he will feed us and nourish us and strengthen us with the courage to offer a word of welcome from this community to every child of God. Amen.